how's it going? Crofton, folks. Meg Moore, there he comes, all the way from Crofton.
Thanks, Matt.
Awesome, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. That was dope. It was back in Crofton. I opened up for Matt back in the day, another lifetime ago. Did you guys see that the thing on the news today about that Jeep? You guys, some of you heard about that, right? Some asshole drove his Jeep on the beach up at Piper's Lagoon at like midnight. Tag comes in, he's fucked. Okay, this is what was in the paper. This is funny. Mired in mud, act of stupidity, slowly disappearing out of sight. It's going to be a huge cleanup if it's even salvageable. Oh, hold on. Sorry, that was about Justin Trudeau and the SNC-Lavalin thing. Trudeau is fucked. I got this new job. I sell RESPs to parents with babies. It's helping them set up college funds. It's a pretty sexy job, right? Yeah, college funds. But what I'm really doing is giving these parents one less thing for their kids to hate them for when they finish high school. Because half of the Canadian population, you know, parents, don't set up RESPs. Can you imagine how pissed off half of those kids are going to be? They'll be like, Mom, Dad, I want to go to college. Well, we were busy. The government was giving away up to $10,000 per kid and you were busy? Yeah, you know, you don't know what it's like. We're busy. Well, you know what, Mom and Dad, I'm going to disown you. But I'm too busy smoking pot in your basement, playing Fortnite. Never gonna get a job, waiting for my welfare check. Maybe you should have got that RESP. But I'm not very good at it, so I have this other job. No, this is. I wasn't very good at that either. But I deliver meals to Skip the Dishes. You guys run into those guys, those couriers? Yeah. In other words, we deliver cheeseburgers to diabetics living in their basement suites. Yeah. Because their parents didn't get them RESPs. And they're all millennials. And I hear this report on the news today, like millennials are suffering from loneliness, so they're feeling alienated from society. Well, yeah, they're ordering Skip the Dishes in their basement. Here's the double irony. I go to the McDonald's to pick up their cheeseburgers, and the McDonald's are full of senior citizens. Right? And they're all just like hanging out, building community, complaining about how the brown server got their order mixed up. We let them into our country. I didn't say to go, I wanted it on a tray. Yeah, so those millennials, those lonely millennials, they have no excuse. Just find your nearest McDonald's and just show up and start hanging out with those old people. Except for the Nickel Street McDonald's. There's no elderly hangouts there. It's a bunch of homeless people fixing their bikes. But that could be fun. Maybe what are your options? You know, stay in your basement, develop type 2 diabetes, or hang out with a bunch of tweaking bike mechanic hobos. That's really your only choice because your parents didn't get you that RESP. Alright, that's my time. Thanks, guys.
Pancrats, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for laughing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this guy is good friend, good friend of mine.
who we see here from time to time, but probably not enough at the Corner Lounge, not as much as we would like to. He always makes me laugh, and he's going to make you laugh too. Let's make some noise to welcome Mr. Brian Pankratz.
Thanks, Andrew. Engorged Fatless. What's that? I started a new job a couple months ago. I deliver meals or skip the dishes. Get heard of those guys?
Oh, yeah.
I actually drove on the way here. I drove past two of them. One down there and one over on the highway. Just standing there with their bags, looking at their phone, looking around, looking at their phone, looking around. Obviously lost. But that's the exploitation they choose for themselves. But yeah, I started this job, Skip the Dishes. It's basically delivering Egg McMuffins to type 2 diabetics in their basements. That's pretty much the job.
Are they cursing them?
Some people ask me, they say, hey, Brian, is it a good job? Do you like it? I go, yeah, I love it. I mean, I get paid less than 10 bucks an hour. And I work for a nameless, faceless company that makes me shoulder all the risk. I pay for all the gas, all the insurance, all the damage to my car, all the therapy that I need for wasting my life. I'm joking about that, obviously. I can't afford therapy, that's why I'm here. But you know what? I am not a victim. It's the exploitation I choose for myself as well. One good thing about the job is I've only been physically assaulted once. It was just last week, and I deserved it. I was 15 minutes late with his order. So I'm at his door, and this guy is like stacked. He's like obviously works out 4 hours a day, probably ex-Marine, suffering from PTSD. He's obviously violent if he doesn't have his breakfast. And I show up, and we're singing a happy tune, so I show up, and I go, hey, sorry I'm late. He goes, no, you're fucking slow. And I shouldn't have said anything, but something snapped inside of me, and so I said the first thing that came to mind. I said, well, maybe you're fucking slow. And then he proved to me that he actually wasn't fucking slow. Because he came at me swift. Threw me against the car.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, leave me alone. I said, I fought tougher. I fought brain cancer and won. Asshole.
Yeah.
So he turned around and went back in his house. I called the police, filed a report. The police asked me if I wanted to press charges. As I said, I can't. I'm too busy. I got hotcakes to deliver. And yes, I dropped brain cancer in that joke. I had a brain tumor removed a few years ago. And the hardest part about having a brain tumor removed is when you wake up after surgery and someone has inserted a catheter into your penis. It's like, I don't remember agreeing to that.
Well, I had it once too, and I woke up in Africa.
They're laughing because I'm funnier than them. But when you wake up in that situation, that's when you realize who the person in the hospital that has the most power. It's the nurse. Because she's the only one that can remove that thing. So I begged her, I said, please, remove this catheter. I don't need it. She goes, you need it. We don't remove those for a couple days. I go, please. I begged her. She said, okay, fine. On one condition. That if you can't fill this tin cup with urine by the end of the day, I'm going to reinsert that catheter without any anesthesia. Not exactly the fulfillment of my sexy nurse fantasy. Anyway, I just saw the light, so I'm going to end on this note. There's one benefit to working for Skip the Dishes. And it's this. I'm on a first-name basis with all the McDonald's managers in town. That way, when my son turns 14 next year, I'll be able to get him a job. And he can make $12 an hour.
Hey, keep it going for Brian Pankratz. I think the Skip the Dishes app needs to have an additional box on it where you indicate if you are violent before breakfast or not. Possibly that would be a... Maybe bring that up at this next staff meeting.
I will.
You guys have regular staff meetings, right? Okay, we're going to keep things rolling here. Your next comedian...
Ladies and gentlemen, hands together and give a warm welcome to Brian Pankratz.
He was afraid that his baby was gonna get raptured. Anyone grow up with like raptured nightmares? One person. Gotcha. Those were the worst nightmares. You like you wake up in the middle of the night, you like peek over in your parents' room and see if they're still there. Because you know you weren't good enough to go up to heaven with Jesus. Your joke, you never had raptured nightmares, did you? You just fucking Oh, you did? Okay. Then you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Left Behind, bro.
Yo! Have you guys ever seen Left Behind? two people. That's the movie where Jesus takes all of his buddies up to heaven and leaves all the assholes on earth, and they just kind of fight it out, and there's like demons, and at the end the guy gets his head cut off because he was following Jesus. Anyway. I didn't prepare very good, so let's talk about I'm recently divorced, and so I'm back on the market, ladies. Recently divorced, and the irony is, my ex is a family mediator. She writes separation agreements for a living. So she wrote ours. Needless to say, I didn't do too good. But I still get the kids, like, every other weekend. So I have this weekend, Easter weekend, which is cool. And so before I came down here, we were like, what should we do, guys? We don't have time to watch, like, a full movie. You want to just watch an episode of The Mighty Boosh? And so they're 11 and 13, and we're watching the episode where Spider Dijon and that guy with the door on his head are, like, trying to find the new sound, and Spider Dijon has 8 penises. You guys seen that one?
Yeah.
Anyway, so my 11-year-old and 13-year-old are watching it, and they go, Dad, this is really weird. The guy has 8 penises. And it made me think about my own childhood watching freaky Christian movies and being worried about the rapture. And a lot of the shows on TV I wasn't allowed to watch, like Three's Company. You guys remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
I guess my parents were either afraid that I would move in with 2 single female girls, or that I would pretend to be gay. Probably the latter would be the biggest fear for conservative Christian parents. Anyone else grow up pretty restrictive, like shows you weren't allowed to watch?
Oh yeah.
What show weren't you allowed to watch?
The Simpsons.
Seriously? Yeah, because Eat My Shorts is pretty offensive. But
Andrew.
But we were allowed to watch like family-friendly shows. Like Little House on the Prairie, were you encouraged to watch that?
No.
What if that show fucked kids up? What if they started burning down their homes because they're too big?
Yeah.
Because they like Little House on the
Prairie. For medium houses.
Anyone here old enough to like being forced to watch Lawrence Welk Sunday nights? A couple people. Like, what if that show fucked kids up? What if they're filling the bedrooms with bubbles and inviting the champagne lady over to dance? Oh, I just wanted to tell a Lawrence Welk joke. I didn't care if it was funny. I just wanted to tell a Lawrence Welk joke. So thank you for that. It's been about a year since all those rabbits died in Nanaimo. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The irony of that bunny apocalypse was that they all died out around Easter. I think Jesus had had enough. I think he just got pissed. He's like, fuck you, rabbits. You've bogarted my big day for too long. Catch you later. I've been trying to... I hate the internet. I'm really starting to hate it. I had to fill out a criminal records check for this new job. And it's like, didn't work. And I just... I'm really detesting Facebook and all the internet stuff. So I'm trying to delete my identity completely from the internet. I'm trying to scrub myself off of it. And so I searched online how to scrub your identity off the internet. And this link came up. It was like 6 ways to delete yourself from the internet. I was like, sweet, I'm not the only one thinking this way. So I clicked on it, and the page had been deleted. Oh, that's a good one. I should wrap this up. I used to be super ambitious. I wanted to accomplish a lot of things and be like really famous and stuff, real ego trip. And I don't do that anymore. I've dropped all my ambition. And since I've given up hope, I feel a lot better. And the other thing I learned through this experiment was if you refuse to be ambitious, you wake up one morning, you wake up and you realize I've accomplished all my life goals. And that's freedom. All right, I'm gonna go. That's, I don't know if that's a joke or if that's just a word of wisdom, but you can take it how you want.
Keep it going for Brian Pankratz.